This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Staying on trade here for a second, one of the tax plans floating around in Congress right now is something called the Border Adjustment Tax. In a very, and I do mean very quick nutshell, it would raise taxes on imports and give a big tax break to exports. The idea being to force American companies to use more American products and labor, except for one potentially ginormous problem, international law. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
So let's say we live in a world where the border adjustment tax exists. And let's say we have two U.S. car manufacturers. One uses American steel. The other uses Korean steel.
The one that uses American steel, when they export, they can deduct the cost of supplies and the wage bill.
So that's cool. You get a big write-off on your taxes if you use American materials in your exports. This is Petros Mavroidis, by the way. He teaches law at Columbia.
The company that uses Korean steel cannot deduct the cost of supplies or the wage bill.
Okay, so that's not cool if you use imported materials. It would come out to be a 20% tax on imports under the GOP plan. So to recap, more taxes if you import, less taxes if you export. And you can see what the whole point of this is.
You incite the American company to essentially buy local.
So that's the border adjustment tax in a nutshell. One problem.
It's illegal.
That is the argument of William Klein, senior fellow emeritus at the Center for Global Development. Illegal at the World Trade Organization, where other countries can take us to court.
The basic concept of the agreements we've reached in WTO are that imports are supposed to be treated equally with the domestic product.
The U.S. has been making this argument that you can't discriminate against foreign goods since 1947. From a purely economic standpoint, though, a border adjustment tax discriminates. But the legal argument will probably turn on something much more technical. Hold on to your socks now. Taxes. Under WTO rules, some tax breaks for exporters are okay and others are not.
And I think that's where the argument will end up going on very detailed ground.
Mark Warner is a principal counsel at MAAW Law in Toronto.
I think that it would be a difficult case for the United States to win, but it's not an impossible case because it would be a very technical legal grounds.
Still, he says it's an open invitation for the world to sue.
A lot of European commentators are saying that this is a slam dunk. If the United States brings this in, they will challenge it immediately and they'll win.
Now, the way the WTO works is that if you're found guilty of throwing up trade barriers on another country, then the other country gets to punish you with trade barriers of its own, kind of an eye for an eye situation.
That very well may be true.
Derek Scissors is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, and there is an if to all of this. The U.S. would indeed be hurt if other countries sued and won.
The problem for those countries is we're dealing with a possibly protectionist president who doesn't like the WTO. Do you really want to alienate the world's largest economy by suing them in the WTO?
Basically, other countries can take the U.S. to court, but the U.S. could take them to the alley behind the courthouse. And that can get nasty. Countries may not wait for the WTO, which can take 4 years or many more to resolve issues. They may just start retaliating right off the bat. And some in Europe have already signaled that's exactly what they'll do. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.